The wise man Solomon said, "Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return." I think it is unfortunate that the word Shulamite here is rendered such. Actually, better translated, the word Shulamite should be the word Solomon, S-O-L-Y-M-A. Return, return, O Solomon, return, return. Now, what does the word Solomon mean? The word Solomon is the feminine word for Solomon. It's like you say, Mr. Fisk, Mrs. Fisk. Solomon was the feminine word for Solomon, which was given to his wife. And so Solomon says, really what amounts to, it's like Mr. Solomon saying, "Return, return, Mrs. Solomon, return, return, or return, return, Solomon, return, return." Now in the Bible, the Song of Solomon, Solomon is a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he himself likened himself to Solomon when he said, "A greater than Solomon is here." If Solomon is a type of Jesus, then would not this Shulamite woman or Solomon be a type of God's people? And so, our Lord is simply saying here to every person who would ever drift away, by the way, in the story, Solomon, or Mrs. Solomon, has gone away for a while into the garden. And Solomon cries, "Return! Return! Solomon, return! Return!" Signifying God's call to every single Christian who drifts away from the presence of God. If tonight you're not in fellowship with God, he says, "Return! Return! Return!" Oh, Christian, and the word Christian is to Christ, like the word Solomon is to Solomon. Bear in mind, it's so much like the word Solomon, so much like Solomon, and Christian, so much like Christ. And so I'm always simply saying here, to every person who drifted away, return. Return, O Christian, return, return. Return, return, O backslider, return, return. Return, return, O Christian, who's left off reading the Bible as you once did, return, return. Return, return, O Christian, who no longer spends the time in prayer that you ought to spend and once spent, return, return. Return, return, O Christian, who once gave God the tithes and offerings, return, return. Return, return, O Christian, who once lived a separated life and walked with God, return, return. Return, return, O Christian, who once came to prayer meeting on Wednesday night, return. Return. Return, return, O Christian, who once came to the services regularly and won souls to Christ but no longer do so. Return. Return. God is simply saying to every Christian four times, who drifts away four times, return. 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 Once a person is saved, he hears this word the rest of his life. Once a person becomes a Christian, the word return never leaves him as long as he lives. When a person becomes a child of God, begins to serve God, when he passes the tavern, there's a voice from the inside of the tavern, which he once frequented, saying, "Return! Return, O Christian! Come back to me!" says the tavern. When a person goes to a newsstand who's been saved, he hears the voice of the devil saying through the dirty magazines, "Return! Return, Christian! Return! Return!" When the new Christian passes the movie house, he hears the voice saying, "Return! Return! O Christian, return! Return! I've missed you! I want you back! Where have you been? You've not been eating my delicacies lately! Return! Return!" When you pass the tobacco stand, O Christian, you hear once again as you smell the odor of the tobacco, you hear once again the word, "Return! Return! Enjoy me again, O Christian! You've not been partaking of me lately! You've not been enjoying my wild lately! Return! Return, O Christian! Return! Return!
The new Christian pastor, there is a record player, or he's a record player. The music of the world and the lustful rock music of this age says, return, return, oh Christian, return, return. You've not been enjoying my vials lately. Return, return. You've not been enjoying my melody lately. Return, return. I'm saying, if you've just been saved, do not be surprised that the voice of the old world, the old wife, and the old habits, and the old crowd keep crying, return, return, oh Christian, return, return. When you listen to a radio program, the music will say, return, return, new Christian, return, return. When you look at wicked women and women in decent dress, and God pity these people that don't know how to wear decent dresses. All of a sudden the lustful nature stirs up on the inside, and the old habits, and the old life, and the old way, the old temptations stick to your soul. And the world says, return, return, oh Christian, return, return. When you ladies pass a dress shop and see the modern style of the day, realizing you have not yielded to that style, you've changed your way of dress. There are those beautiful dresses and the fashions of the day saying, return, Christian lady, return. Return, return. When you often play this fast and you started giving God the 10% of your income, the devil looks at you and says, return, return for robbing God, oh Christian. Return, return. When the alarm goes off on Sunday morning and you are accustomed to sleeping in on Sunday morning, all of a sudden you become a child of God and you in the habit of going to Sunday school and the church, it seems like the very ringing of the alarm says, return! Return, oh Christian! Return! Return! Return to your old habit. Return to your old sleep. Return to your old sluggishness. Return to your old indifference. Return! Return, oh Christian! Return! Return! When you bow to pray, once again the voice comes from the world. Return to me, you're wasting your time. Return, return, oh Christian. Return, return. When you open the Bible and begin to read the Bible, which has been substituted for all the licentious books that you've been reading, there's a voice that says, leave the Bible and return, return, oh Christian. Return, return. By the way, that's one reason why I don't want anything in this church building to remind people of the old life. I'd hate to think that a person would come from the old wife who's been saved and be tempted like he was in taverns by having to watch females dressed like the B-girls are in some dirty lift-leap-in, lift-out kind of a hellhole. That's why you ladies ought to dress decently and modestly so that people who've just been saved won't be tempted like they were. They won't be reminded of the old wife and hear the voice of the tempter saying, return, return, oh Christian, return, return. That's why we don't play the dirty rock and roll music, even the religious words. We don't have these dirty songs like the old man upstairs and the rock beat where the person who comes to the church. One man said to me not long ago, he said, I got saved in a certain church. But he said the next Sunday, they had the same type of music, just different words we had in the tavern. And he said, folks don't know this, a lot of folks don't know this, but he said, that music gets on the inside of you, and that music reminds you of the old life, and that music makes you want to go back. And he said, you know, I never thought I'd have to go to church and be tempted just exactly like I was in the tavern. And the voice comes, return, return, oh Christian, return. Return. I say from the very moment that you receive Christ, and you get off your knees right here, on your knees, if you receive Christ, from that moment as long as you live, till God calls you home, or Jesus comes, some voices are going to say, return, 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 return. But on the other side, some Christians do go back into the world, and they still hear the voice, a voice saying, return. Return. I'm talking to folks tonight who once knew what it was to hear the voice of God and walk with God. I'm talking to folks tonight who know what it is to fellowship with God. There was a time when every waking moment was an opportunity to fellowship with God. There was a time when this book was alive and blessed to you. There was a time when to pray was a wonderful privilege. There was a time when you loved to talk about Jesus and the newness of the Christian life caused an exultation in your soul as you realized that joy, sins forgiven, name written in heaven, on my way to glory, Christ living in my heart, Holy Spirit, my comforter, my guide, and my teacher. I'm a child of the King. I walk with the King. Hallelujah. I walk with the King. Praise His name. No longer I roam. My soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. But something happened. You heard the voice of the world saying, return, return, O Christian, return, return. And one night or one day in a moment of weakness you did return. I'm talking to folks tonight who haven't opened your Bible and read it 5 minutes this week. I say return, return, O Christian, to the Word of God. I'm talking to folks tonight in this room that haven't spent 10 minutes in prayer all week long. The voice of God says, return, return, O Christian, to the prayer closet. I'm talking to folks tonight who used to go soul winning, or have a bus route, or used to tell folks about Jesus, or pass out gospel facts, but you've gotten derailed, you've been detoured, and the voice of God says, return, return, O Christian, to the witness you once had for Jesus Christ. Return, return. When you see a Bible, there's a call of God that says, return to me, return to me. When you see Christians on their knees, there's a call that says, prayer says, return to me, return to me. When you pass by the front door of the church building, there's a voice that says, return, return, O Christian, return, return. And every person in this house tonight is either hearing the first return or the second return. The Bible says there are two armies who give this call. The verse read a while ago, there are two armies. One army over here says to those who've given their lives to Christ, return to me, says the world. And those who return to the world, our God looks at you tonight and says, return to me, you young folks. Some of you didn't used to park dark roads. One of our deacons came to me last week, said, Brother Hiles, I saw one of our finest young couples together down here on Calumet Street on a Sunday night or Wednesday night after church with a couple of barnyard animals. I said to that couple, return, return to the decency you once knew. Return, return to the propriety you once knew. God comes to those who drifted away and says, return, return to decency, return, return to the Bible, return, return to the church, return, return to prayer, return, return to holy. And over and over again, the call keeps coming. That voice is God's voice. Hear the voice of God tonight as He says, return, return. Hear the voice of Solomon as he walks in the garden. He knows not where Solomon is. She's gone down to the garden to dress the trees, but King Solomon knows not where she is. And see the king as he walks in the garden wondering, Solomon, Solomon, return, return, Solomon, return, return. Return, return, Solomon! Return, return! He looks and looks and seeks for Solomon. He findeth her not, and again he cries, return, return, Solomon! Return, return! He continues seeking, and comes the noonday hour, and the parching of the sun is upon his head, and he keeps seeking, and the perspiration is going down his face, and his heart is beating faster, and there's a slowness in the step because he's tired and weary. And he says, return! Return, Solomon! Return! Return! The shadows of evening begin to come, and the stillness of the night is there, but through the garden you can hear the voice of the king echoing, return! Return, Solomon! Return! Return! It matters not where you go. If you're God's child outside the will of God, that voice will be heard. You can go beyond the highest star, as deep as the deepest sea. You can go east till east is east no more, and west till west is west no more. But you'll never get beyond the voice of God saying, return, return. The young lady who gives her body to an indecent, wicked hands of a young man who's toying with her like you toy with a little puppy dog. That young lady, though she gives herself, she yet hears the call, return, return, O Solomon, return, return. You may be parked on some dark street, or you may be out somewhere in some tavern back in the world again, and you may not think that anybody sees where you are, but look up, thy God seeth thee, and his voice goes to the tavern and says, return, return, O Solomon, return, return. You may have gone away to college, away to the army. You may be in some PX somewhere, or on some ship in the Navy somewhere, or you may be alone somewhere in the dark of the night, the soldier or sailor or marine defending your country. And you may think that nobody sees what you're doing. Nobody hears what you say. But there's the still small voice of God that says, return! Return, O Solomon! Return! Return! that force will hound you until you come back to God. Let me tell you something, Christian friend. God didn't make you for the world. You weren't made for the tavern. God didn't make you to curse. God didn't make you for filthy literature. God didn't make you for indecency. God made you to be a peculiar person, a chosen priesthood, a royal generation. God will not let you go as long as you're saved. You can go to the South Pole, the North Pole, the West of Bolivia. You can go to Russia, the Iberian Turkey. You can be on a ship and see it day. But the voice of God will always say, return, return, O Christian, return, return. Can't you hear his voice tonight? I'm talking to somebody that once knew the sweet fragrance of God's presence, but you do not know it now. Can't you hear the voice of God saying, return, return, O Solomon, return, return. God goes up and down the aisles tonight, and he says over here, return, return, O backslider, return, return. He comes this section here, return, return, O cold-hearted, indifferent Christian, return, return. God goes all this building tonight. He comes and sits beside you young people who drifted away from God, and you senior citizens who've lost your close fellowship with God, and you in the busy activities of midwife who have been too busy for God. God says, return, return, return. You will never be happy if you get back where you were. You will never know peace if you get back where you were. You've longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you can only be blessed and find peace and sweet rest when all on the altar is laid. All on the altar did Jesus, Master, I hear thy call. Somewhere I know thou canst use me, and so I surrender my all. Return, return. The bridegroom is lost without the bride. Solomon, and what can I do without you, Solomon? Solomon, I'm lonely. You are made for me, Solomon. Return, return. For God not to have his own people close to his breast is like a head without a body, a king without subjects, a shepherd without sheep, a mother without a child, a groom without a bride, or a fish without water. God was made for you. Pardon me. God made you for himself, and you're the purpose of fellowship with God, the purpose of all of it. And God wants you, and God will not let you go. God will not let you be away from him. God will not let you live a bastard in life without crying, return, 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 return. Did you see over here on the expressway going to O'Hare Field? Not maybe you saw it. You saw it as it traveled. So then you maybe you saw it. A big poster over there. Maybe it was a daughter that had left home or a wife that had left home. I don't know. But some man had rented a big billboard and simply put something like this. Come back home, Emma. I think, I'm not sure if it was there. Come back home, Emma. That man was hoping that somehow Emma would pass down the tollway and look up and see that sign. Come back home, Emma. Maybe it was a daughter who had gone into dope. Maybe it was a daughter who had left her dad and left her mother and left her home, and lonely parents waited at home and looked at the door and listened for the ring of the telephone or the ring of the doorbell, hoping it was Emma. But Emma never came. Maybe it was a husband whose wife had gone to deep sin and had gone away from home, and he put a sign up, said, return, Emma, return. That's exactly what our Lord is saying tonight. If you're not saved, if you're saved but not right with God, if you're not living close to God, if you're not living in this book, if you're not living in prayer, if you're living in sin, God says, return, return, O Christian, return, return. Now, I wonder why God chose to use this word four times. Why didn't God just say return, Solomon? Why did he say it four times? I tell you why. If tonight, for the vineyard, this morning a little bus kid had gone across that street while you were out there, and you had seen that little bus kid running toward an oncoming car, and you knew the name, let's suppose the name was Mary, you would say, Mary! Mary! Look out, Mary! 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 Look out! First reason that God uses this matter of word return four times to backsliders is that God is showing his desire for us. When God emphasizes something in the Bible, he won't emphasize it. He chooses to repeat the word again and again and again. For example, when Jesus was on the Mount of Olives, he was praying for Jerusalem. Don't you recall how he prayed, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem? Twice he said, Jerusalem. He could have said, "Oh, Jerusalem," but for emphasis, his heart was broken. He said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem!" Twice he used the word. Twice the word is used in Ezekiel 18 where it says, "Turn ye! Turn ye!" The Lord is emphasizing that. There's some things that are used twice in the Bible. In Jeremiah 22:29, the prophet said, "O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord." Again, in Ezekiel 21:27, the Lord says, "I will overthrow, overthrow, overthrow." Again, in Isaiah 6:3, the word holy is used three times. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Again, in Revelation 4:8, the word holy is mentioned twice. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And again, in Revelation 8:13, the word woe is used twice. Woe, woe, woe to the earth inhabitants. And then the word my son is used in 2 Samuel 18:33, twice. When David said, "Oh, my son Absalom, oh, Absalom, my son, would God I had died for thee." But as far as I know, only one time in the Bible, as far as I know, and I would stand corrected, I'm not sure I'm right, but as far as I know, only one word in all the Bible is used four times. Only one, as far as I know. Let me ask you a question. Brother Pierce, if you said to a child about to be bitten by a rattlesnake in the yard, you called him and said, "Johnny! Johnny!" That means you're very concerned. But if you said, "Johnny! Johnny! Johnny!" That means you're more concerned. But if you said, "Johnny! Johnny! Johnny! Johnny!" That means you're more concerned than ever. I think God is trying to tell us here that his greatest concern is about a backslider. He only said, turn ye twice in Ezekiel to the unsaved. He only said it twice. But the backslider, he said it four times. The turn. The turn. The turn. The turn. You said, "Well, Ohio, do you believe if God wants a backslider to come back four times as much as he wants a sinner to come back or come to God?" No, I don't think so. But I think there's more personal treasure to God when the backslider comes back. I'll tell you why. He's tasted the joys of your fellowship. He wants you back more than he would want you maybe if he'd never tasted the joy of your fellowship. He's tasted the joy of hearing you speak for him. Our Father in heaven has looked down and seen you pass out tracts and heard you talk about him and heard you say good words about Jesus. And he knows how good it is. And that's why he wants you back so badly. Our Father has tasted the joys of having you read his book. And I was on an airplane the other day. It's been some time ago. And a few months ago now, I was walking down the aisle, and I saw a book. It looked familiar. It was covered with, girls, no talking please back here. It was covered with a paper dust jacket made of denim and had lace across it. I looked and it was called Blue Denim and Lace. It was a Christian friend who had the book, and I watched them as they read my book. I didn't tell them that I read it with my own hand. I didn't tell them that. I just watched them as they read my book. You think I didn't have a good time? And I watched them and reading the book, and here's the way they do. You think I didn't have fun? Don't you think the Heavenly Father has that kind of fun? Looks down in heaven, sees you reading his book. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, and the Father knew the joy as he looked down and said, "They're reading my book." Brother Biff, he's reading my book. Hadn't read it in years. He's reading my book. Look at that. There's a tear rolling down his cheek. He's reading my book. And I'm so pleased. But the day comes. We don't mean to, but we don't read it like we did. We don't mean to, but it's closed most of the time. Oh, we still love it. We still believe it. But we don't read it like we used to. And I think the Father said, "I wish you'd read the book again. I'd sure like to see him reading that book again." And then he said, "Return. Return, O Shulamite, O Salah. Return. Return to my book." And then the Lord used to love to hear you talk about him.
You've heard me say time and time again of the joys that I've had a few times when I hear people talk good about me. I overheard somebody this morning out in the hallway outside my office. They didn't know I heard them. But one person said, that's one of the best sermons I ever heard. And that didn't hurt me a bit. And the dear Lord, he looked down and he saw you talking about him. But do you know Jesus? He's so wonderful. I wish you knew God. I wish you knew the joy of fellowship with the King of Kings. And Lord of Lords, won't you come to Jesus? And up in heaven, the Lord said, talking about me again down there. And then you quit talking about him. And the dear Lord comes and says, why don't you talk about me anymore? Return! Return, O Christian! To witnessing. And then talk to him. Talk to him. God loves for you to talk to him. You love for your child to talk to you. Oh, yes, you do. And God loves for his children to talk to him. And the Lord listens and says, aren't you going to talk to me anymore? Huh? Aren't you going to talk anymore? And you don't do it. And God says, return! Return, O Christian! Depart! Now, why did he say, return! 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 I'll tell you why! Because God desires the great heart of God wants you back! You weren't made to wallow in sin. You weren't made to be too busy for God. There are some fathers here today who've been exceptionally pleased because maybe some children have little time for you, gave you a bit of time today. Our Heavenly Father says, why don't you give me time? Give me time. But the second reason why I think he said it four times, return, return, return. Oh, Solomon, I think return four times. I think because it shows our need to keep returning. It puts it in the linear. Return, 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 return. It means returning to God the constant matter. I have to return every day. People are watching them. I don't believe in all that walking down the aisle, hearing your drawers on Sunday night. I don't believe in that. Yeah, I know, but the way you have to shows you sure need to practice a little bit. That's what you need, you hypocrite. That's what you need, you Pharisee. That's what you need, you judge. What you need is to come to the altar and fall on your face. Always be returning. He said, well, how will you do it? I do it week after week. I preach almost every day. You don't know how many times that I've heard some great man of God preach. That I've come just like you do on Sunday night. Altars all over this country have felt my knees. Carpet all over this country and mourner's benches have felt my tears. Why? I find that I must always be returning. Dr. Billings, I find that daily I have to say, Lord, I'm going to come back to your word. I find that daily I have to say, Lord, I'm going to come back to fellowship with you. I find that daily I have to say, Lord, I'm going to be a witness for you. I find that daily I have to check myself and take inventory and say, Lord, I'm going to return. That's why the Lord says it. Return! 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 As I've said before, ladies and gentlemen, with all we have around here, the only hope we've got is to walk with God. Only hope we've got. I mean, we've got an empire around here that, brother, if we don't stay close to God, and if we don't walk with God, and if we don't stay close to this book, and live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 6 to 2 weeks a year, always walking with God, returning, 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 the least little distance we get away, return, the least little way, the distance from the Bible, return, the least little distance from prayer, prayer, return, the least little cold heart, return. God is saying return, 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 return. There's a third reason why he uses it four times. It shows his persistence, and I'm glad about that. Though God won't let you go easily, God wants you back. He wants you back. What you call Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. What do you say? What he says there is, I'm taking my stand at the door and knocking. I'm taking my stand. And God says, you ever had anybody come to your house and knock and you weren't home? Like one of those girls came to the door and said, Mama told me to tell you she's not home. You ever had anybody do that? Huh? And maybe you were indisposed. To you ladies, that means your hair didn't look pretty. Or your hair was rolled up. By the way, ladies, when I knock at your door, if your hair is rolled up, I just knew you wouldn't come. I've seen you before like that. And
Sometimes I say, I'm sorry, it's the wrong house. Or I realize it's really you. I mean, it's the real you. And, but if I ever come and knock on the door, and knock on, or they come at midnight maybe, and you were in bed, and you're a little afraid to get up, and they knock, and they knock, and they knock, and they knock. And the dear Lord says, okay, you're back sitting, get used to it, I'm going to keep on knocking. Wait for me, get used to it, I'm taking my stand at the door. So he said, I'm taking my stand at the door. Huh? Anybody here have any woodpeckers in the morning wake you up? Huh? And they sound like a drill in the concrete, you know, like that. And you pull your cover up like that, and out in Munster we have a lot of woodpeckers there, very wealthy woodpeckers, but but they out the back, and you have a fly bothering you all the time, you couldn't enjoy something for the fly. I was down in Murfreesboro, Tennessee the other day, and I wanted to order something to eat. I didn't have time to go eat. I had to study and work a bit. So I called room service and had them bring me a meal. And when the room service came in, a little pet came in too. I said, little pet, we call them horse flies in Texas. This more like an elephant fly. It was a big giant of a thing. And he decided that there was enough parting up here in my hair for a landing strip. And shut up. Jets could land on that, brother than you. And he came in by radar and came in on top of my head, and I was trying to eat, and I shook my head, and he came back again, and I shook it again, and so I just said, I'll get you, rascal, I'll get you. And so I got a piece of paper and rolled it up, and I put my had a hamburger steak with some gravy to put on it. Over here. Did you ever sleep in gravy? I did that night. It was on the bed. And had this hamburger steak and the gravy and the mashed potato and the water and here on the bed and some water for some hot tea all here on the bed. And I thought, I'll get you. And I jumped and hit him. I hit it and missed him. And I jumped again. And I got up here. And before long, I lost my hitter. And I fell across the bed. What I did, the gravy went all over the bed. And the water went all over the bed. And that night, I had a most unusual sleep. I slept in cold water and gravy and melted butter. But it bothered me.
I couldn't eat. I'll never get that fly out of here.
And I killed him and then went down to McDonald's and got me a hamburger. But now our Lord says that. Let me tell you something, folks. If you're saved, you'll never enjoy the world again. No. Well, Pist, I'm sorry. You won't ever enjoy that cavern again. Never. Never. I mean, you may go back, and you may sometimes say, boy, I recall the times I had. I know, but there's somebody is in here now. He won't let you enjoy it. He'll just keep on knocking all the time. You reach out, and you get that bottles, you come in bottles, or glasses. Had to come now. You'll hear the knock.
I'm taking my stand at the door and knocking.
Well, this other, you may go back and be a bartender. You're dying of the tavern, and you go back and be a owner of a tavern like you did a few blocks from here years ago.
You may do it.
You may even get to thinking, boy, I'll tell you, I could get that beer and slide it down that bar. It will stop right on the edge. And you may think, boy, I got it. But you go back. The trouble is you'll never enjoy it because we're knocking there all the time. Knocking there all the time. All the time. All the time. Always knocking. Always knocking. I'm taking my stand at the door knocking. But now that you've drifted away from the blessed word of God, he takes his stand at the door and he's knocking to come back in. He says, return, return, O Shulamite. A solemn return, return. Tonight, as you left the prayer closet, there's the knocking of the Lord Jesus saying, return, return, O Christian, return, return. If you're going back into sin, have you gotten some of the old magazines you once read? There's the voice of God. I'm taking my stand at the door and I'm knocking. Return, return, O Solomon, return, return. If you're going back to the old rock and roll music, you can play it all you want to, but you'll never enjoy it because you'll hear knocking that'll drown out the music sometimes. And the voice of God said, return, return, O Christian, return, return. Have you left
left the house of God, and now you're not faithful anymore, and you've started robbing God, you may go out in the world and call it up and have the bright lights and all the beautiful garments and all the fun and all the music and all the laughter, but you'll hear that knock. Every time you stop and breathe, you'll hear that knock. I'm taking my stand at the door knocking, and you'll hear the voice saying, return, return, O Solomon, return, return. I'm saying, once you get born again, brother, you will never enjoy the old life again. There's the constant call of God saying, return, 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 O Solomon. Why did he say it four times? Return, 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 return. No, it's because his desire for us, his our need to keep returning constantly and his persistence. But it shows that God cannot be happy without us. No way. God cannot be happy without us. And so Solomon turns to walk away from Solomon. I'll be back after a while, she says. I'm going down to dress the garden. Solomon looks at his watch and says, I wonder where she is. Wonder what's happened to her. I better go check and see if she's okay. Solomon! Return! Return, O Solomon! Return! Return! I wonder where she is. Have the robbers come? Have the thieves lurking in the shadows come and taken them out of it? Return! Return, O Solomon! Return! Return! There's no answer. I wonder where she is. I wonder. Has the beast of the field come out and looked behind the tree and taken her as prey? Return! Return, O Solomon! Return! Return! There's no answer. And the tears began to stream down his face. Do you think she's run away from me? Do you think she's fallen forever? Return! 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 There's no answer. Solomon. 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 Thou fairest among women. Solomon, Solomon, whose presence is like fellowship with the angels. Solomon, Solomon, whose hair is like goat's hair. Solomon, Solomon, whose face is as bright as the sun. Solomon, Solomon, whose voice is as the voice of many lovely waters. Solomon, Solomon, whose footsteps are as gentle as the dropping of rose petals to the ground in the garden. Solomon! Solomon! Whose lips are as sweet as the freshness of the fruit of the tree she's gone to care for. Solomon! Solomon! Return! Return, Solomon! Return! Return! I hate you! I love you! I want you! That's exactly what God says to you tonight. I'm talking to somebody tonight, yea, many somebodies, who drifted away from God. You've wandered far away from God. Now you're coming home. The paths of sin too long you've trod. Now you're coming home. Coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Won't you come back to God tonight? Do you hear the call? How sweet are the words of this book to you tonight? Huh? How precious is that time of fellowship with your Savior tonight? How long has it been since you walked up and told somebody a good word for Jesus? How long has it been since you walked with Him and talked with Him and told Him that He was your own? And the joys you shared as you tarried there, none other had ever known. How long? How long, senior citizen, have you grown weary with the toil of the years? With the furrowing of the brow and the wrinkling of the face and the stooping of the shoulder and the trembling of the hands and the insecurity of the step, have you grown cold in your fellowship with God? How about it, middle-ager, mid-lifer? Have you grown so busy with the toil of life and the rearing of the children and the paying of the bills, the buying of a house, the buying of a car, and the building of a business and the trying to put away a little for any day? Have you forgotten the fellowship with the God who loved you and gave Himself for you? How long has it been, teenager,
Have you gotten so busy with all the activities of the life and yea, maybe even the activities of church, have you forgotten that there's a God in heaven who longs to fellowship with you? He loves you. And he says tonight, return. Return. Oh, Solomon. Return. 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 Oh, Solomon. Return. Return. Why don't you return to him tonight? I'll never forget. As a 17-year-old lad, I never had done anything really bad. My mother, God bless her, had always taught me to be decent and right. I've never even gone with the girls. I've never tasted liquor or smoked a cigarette. I never knew what it was to say a bad word. No word any stronger than golly had ever come through these lips. I was a pretty good kid. But I drifted away from God. I didn't do anything wrong. I just got with the wrong crowd. I'd go to church. I didn't feel too easy. I didn't feel at home like I used to feel. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I didn't feel at home like I used to feel. I thought the preacher had changed. That's always one of the first signs of backsliding. I thought the preacher had changed. And I used to worry about poor Brother Sizemore. He didn't hold my attention like he used to. But I kept hearing a voice. Return. Return, Jack. Return. Return. The choir would sing a song, and I felt uneasy. The music wasn't like it used to be. We'd sing a song in church, and I didn't like to sing anymore. And I settled back in the back instead of down the front where I used to sit. And then one Sunday morning, the choir began to sing. And as they sang the invitation, I heard the voice of God saying, return. Return, Jack. Return. Return. I couldn't stand it any longer. I slipped out from my seat about right back here and came to the aisle down the front. My pastor said, Jackie, I'm so glad to see you come back. The choir was singing. I'll never forget it. Yes, Jesus took my burden. I could no longer bear. Yes, Jesus took my burden in answer to my prayer. My anxious fear subsided. My spirit was made strong, for Jesus took my burden and left me with a song. And that's what he wants to do to you tonight. If you drift it away, hear him as he comes through the garden in the altar of his church with the birds singing in the garden and the wind blowing gently through the leaves and the fresh smell of fruit and the sweetness of springtime. Hear the Savior as he says, return! Return! Oh, Solomon, return! Return! As soon as he heard his voice, if you'll read your Bible as they were reunited, you'll see one of the happiest hands. And that's the way God will receive you tonight, if you'll return. 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 Would you bow your heads for prayer, please? Thank you, Jesus, that you take your stand at the door. Thank you that for your people you keep on knocking. Most of us would still be way in sin if you hadn't kept on knocking for us. Thank you, Jesus, for warning us. We don't know why you would, but thank you that you do. Thank you for needing us. Thank you for loving us. And thank you for keeping on calling. Thank you that when Jonah's get away, the word of the Lord comes to Jonah, the son of Midian, the second time, saying, thank you for saying return, 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 return. Bless those that all return tonight. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Have you gone down to the garden to dress the trees? Have you? Oh yes, you're busy. But how sweet is the Bible? How precious is prayer? How lovely is the fellowship with Christ? Don't you hear the voice of God tonight as Jesus takes his stand at the door and knocks? He says, if any man will hear my voice and open, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. Now, here's the question of this. That's interesting. He said, I stand at the door and knock. He didn't say, if any man hear my knock, he didn't hear my voice. You don't knock with your voice. He's knocking and pleading with his voice at the same time. He knocks and says, return. Return. Return! Return!